Hey Rob, question. What happens when only 25% of the population think that they can actually improve their economic situation within their lifetime?
Well, we're about to find out.
We're about to find out.
Hey!
Yeah, boy! But seriously, I've been noticing a lot of people kind of getting pinched by the economy. Let's say we post about it on our page. Someone's going to think, why are you saying this? What's the big deal?
Why are you wearing bootstraps? Why can't you pull yourself up by your bootstraps?
So even if that person really never gets pinched economically, they just have a good situation. That's all there is to it. I think they're still going to feel it because how is everybody else going to start to act? I posted today that most jobs are not paying enough for a standard set of bills. And I meant that. So while people are falling behind, putting their groceries on credit, things like that, they're not putting their vacation on credit, they're putting their groceries on credit.
Yeah, the everyday expenses.
They're going to reach some sort of breaking point.
Well, yeah, it's called debt. Eventually the credit's going to run out. MasterCard's not just going to give them unlimited credit
exactly.
For groceries.
And when they can't get groceries, what happens? So prices might drop drastically. I'm not really sure.
I wouldn't expect that.
But at some point, I feel like looting's going to start. That's...
Well, poverty breeds crime because people, they resort to survivalism. So yeah, what you're right. I mean, looting is one thing. I wouldn't necessarily categorize it as that, but there'll definitely be more theft.
It goes back to my statement, we're about to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
The attitude in the corporate world is, we've taken it pretty far with our greed, let's take it further.
Well, I mean,
there's no like, yeah, they're right, let's go ahead and give some raises. Nah, that ain't happening, so...
Like a conglomerate, greed is now consolidated, all right?
Yeah, it's monopolized, even though it's separate companies, they're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, well...
And therefore, they're working... They know the data, they know what they can get away with.
Well, look at the meat industry. You know, in the 50s and 60s, we had how many meat companies versus in the 80s and 90s, and even today, I think there's only three. There used to be triple that in this country. They've all become a conglomerate, and in essence, they're in bed with each other, because like you say, like they control the data, they control the supply. And in some cases, they can even control the demand.
A nurse makes about the same no matter what state they work in. Yeah, they'll make a little more in California.
That's so fucked up. I heard the money, though, is in traveling. Traveling nurses talk about like, it's a lifestyle.
It's a great thing to do. I mean, in healthcare, if you're a nurse or better, you can actually have a good job. I'm not saying it's an easy job. I mean, I pretty well know all about it.
If you know about an easy job that pays a lot of money, let me know. We're not going to mention it to these listeners. No, neither one of them.
But if you had a high schooler and they were genuinely trusting in your opinion, what can I do so that I can provide for myself? The list would be really short. I would say be an RN, or doctor, like an RN or better in healthcare. Accounting, I used to be able to say. Now it's like, well, AI is probably going to take that. I can't really say that.
If you want to go teaching, you might want to go to the professor level at a college or something equivalent to that. And I'm not talking about a community college. I'm talking like an actual university.
So mechatronics or robotics, engineering. You basically have nursing or engineering. What's it going to be?
Healthcare or, engineering, I guess.
That's a really short list.
Well, I mean, it's just... Aside from that, there's still other jobs that need to be, you know, stepping stone jobs that need to be filled in everyday life. Retail, for instance, customer service, sales.
All that. It's just that it has to pay a livable wage.
Yeah.
It really does. It has to cover a standard set of bills. I mean, jobs now, if you don't have a car payment and you don't have rent, you're still having a hard time paying your bills. Like if you're living with mom and dad.
You're paying more than what you did 10 years ago, and I'm not saying that as a progression of time. I'm saying the jump has been more drastic.
It's all the data's out there, yeah.
You know, I get it.
Wages haven't kept up, but it has reached close to a breaking point.
Except for TVs.
Ain't it fun? Ain't it good?
Staunton City News.
Breaking news. Here's Rob. Rob?
The nuclear power plant has been shut down. Turns out it wasn't actually a nuclear power plant. It was just a glowing rock.
Home Depot was selling them as like lawn ornaments.
We were tapped into the next city over stealing their power. We don't have enough Bitcoin to build a real nuclear power plant. But we do need a better fake. Sex news up next. If you knew how hot these teachers are that's willing to sleep with you, you might want the summer to go.
They all seem to be hot blondes to me. And a couple of them actually have smiling mugshots.
I know exactly what you're talking about. One from earlier this week, which I guess obviously the act was going on prior to, but they got busted. She was like super smiling, like she had won an award.
Yeah.
And it's not the one you have, but that's a close second.
That's a close second. Yeah, this is like a I'm proud of you smile. The sex obviously was good for this former Ohio teacher convicted. Miss Nutley. Emily Nutley.
I learned what a nutcracker fracture was this week.
What?
When I was working the
light clinic.
Oh!
Well, it's in the foot. And I was like, okay, well, what's the mechanism of injury here? Were you like ball stomping on Superman and it causes the fracture? Or is the bone the nut that crumbles? And to my disappointment,
It wasn't ball stomping on Superman after all?
No, it wasn't.
That is disappointing. By the way, Miss Nutley.
Yeah.
Sentenced to 3 years behind bars at the Women's Reformatory.
They're going to be getting it on lesbian style in there.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the joke. But a reformatory? Is that a prison? Or is that something else? It seems like they would call it a prison if it's a prison. Am I wrong?
I think you're right. It's something else. Those cases are coming out every week. We had a lunch lady last time.
Yeah.
We reported on.
Right,
it's not
right.
Just teachers.
And she got pregnant, if I'm not mistaken.
She might not have been blonde. But anyway, most of them are. They're decently hot. Well, compared to other teachers,
compared to teachers, I hate to say this, but compared to the majority of teachers, the 90s were not kind to women in their 40s. Although now, in the age of OnlyFans, teachers can even be 60 and look like they're 30. I mean, it's ridiculous.
One of the original ones, one of the first couple of those that broke, they actually got back together when she got out of jail. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't want to make a gender thing out of this, but there's a point I want to make here. We hear so much about the Epstein list and all the guys that are on it, right? I don't think there's any speculation there are women on that list, correct? And when you think of the crime of rape, especially statutory rape, what gender do you think of, Rob?
Men overpowering women and having their way.
Exactly.
There's a couple of factors there. A, women can generally find sex a little easier anyway.
But my point is there's this subculture of women, obviously, that are just as debaucherous as these men are, rightfully so classified as, that I don't think gets the equal amount of attention. And as an equal opportunist as I am between the genders, I think women need to pony up and be like, you know what? There's a lot of us that rape too. We just go after the kids. Wow.
Cut to commercial.
Seems a little worse.
I'm going to entitle this episode Cocaine.
Hey fam, Todd here. Listen, we got to be honest with you. We only named this episode Cocaine just because the last time we incorporated the drug into a title, we used Cocaine Bear. It actually got a hit and we got more spins than usual.
Lord, it's him again. Forgive me if I sin again. We on 10 again. Nigga, time to win again. That's a whole pack hanging in my coat check. Better keep your hoe in check before you get your hoe check. Don't step a toe up on my doorstep. Nigga, never close it. Better act right. Come on, shit, a go left.